From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Monday there is neither a desire for a return to a Cold War nor for a new conflict with Russia, and that economic sanctions are having an effect in countering Russian aggression in Ukraine. He spoke at a forum in Berlin where he said that while the West is not looking to be enemies with Russia, it will defend itself if necessary. Speaking to reporters earlier Monday, while en route to Berlin, Carter said the new challenge posed by Russia today includes such elements as hybrid warfare, a military strategy that blends conventional warfare, irregular warfare, and cyber warfare. Carter will travel Tuesday to Estonia for meetings with the defense ministers of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which were forcibly incorporated into the Soviet Union. European Union foreign ministers formally agreed Monday to extend economic sanctions against Russia for an additional 6 months in response to the country's role in neighboring Ukraine. The move came during a meeting of the 28-member bloc's foreign ministers in Luxembourg. EU envoys had preliminarily approved the measure last week. The sanctions target Russia's energy, defense, and financial sectors, and have been in place since July 2014, some 4 months after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. They will now run through January 31st of 2016. Heavily armed Taliban militants targeted Afghanistan's parliament building Monday in a suicide attack that included explosions and gunfire outside the building as lawmakers met inside. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman says security forces killed all 7 Taliban gunmen. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign minister and his European Union counterparts are meeting in Luxembourg for a final round of talks, nuclear talks, aimed at completing a deal before June 30th deadline. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met privately with ministers from Germany and France before a larger meeting with EU leaders. Zarif said reaching a good nuclear deal is more important than missing the deadline by a few days. He added that the two sides still have differences on both technical and political issues. The European Union is beginning the first phase of a naval operation aimed at cracking down on migrant smugglers, one piece of a complex puzzle aimed to stem the flow of tens of thousands of migrants crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
The first phase of the European Union's crackdown against the Mediterranean migrant traffickers will start in the coming days. Speaking Monday at an EU foreign ministers meeting in Luxembourg, the bloc's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said it aims to gather information on smugglers' activities in the high seas.
Let me be very clear. The targets are not the migrants. The targets are those that are making money on their lives and too often on their debts.
Nearly 2,000 migrants have died or gone missing at sea. EU officials say the first phase of the mission will focus on understanding who the smugglers are and how they operate. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Officials in the 19-nation Eurozone are focusing on debt-ridden Greece in a series of meetings Monday, as they work to prevent the country from defaulting on its loan payments at the end of the month. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is holding talks in Brussels with the heads of the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Monday the sides are getting closer to a deal. The summit was called after multinational talks about the terms of the ongoing $17.5 billion Greek bailout collapsed last week over the government's refusal to adopt new austerity measures demanded by its European creditors. And once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Monday there is neither a desire for a return to a Cold War nor for a new conflict with Russia, that economic sanctions are having an effect in countering Russian aggression in Ukraine. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.